I'm Martin Anderson with WNCW, and on July 17th, Daryl Scott performed a live stream concert for supporters of his in Hickory, North Carolina. It was organized by the Neighborhood Theater and Max Music for their Unmasked concert series and took place at Codex Sound Facility, the same place that produces a weekly No Contact concert series we've been sharing every Saturday night on WNCW's Facebook page. Daryl, like basically all musicians, has had his career dramatically upended by this pandemic, and it was one of his first outings since the crisis began. Quite a change for someone who tours as frequently as he does. We talked a bit about these changes and took requests from online viewers, and of course, Daryl played a number of songs, old and new, with a spotlight on some Hank Williams covers he's recently released. Let's listen to some of this great Daryl Scott session, beginning with a couple of songs.
So I grew up on Hank Williams music. My dad was a Hank Williams freak. He loved two folks more than anybody, Johnny Cash and Hank Williams. So I got a full tilt of both of those guys, Johnny and Hank. What always struck me about Hank was the blues was in Hank. Sure, he was honky-tonk and country music and gospel stuff here and there and all that, but there was also blues in there. So that's where the idea of this album came from, is just kind of recognizing the blues in there and kind of putting some more blues style stuff together about it. And this is a song that Hank did not write. And although we all associate this song with Hank Williams, it's called Lost Highway, but Leon Payne wrote this thing. Stone, all alone and lost. For a life of sin, brother, I've paid the cost. When I pass by, all the people say, there goes another boy down the lost highway. A deck of cards and a jug of wine and a woman's lies makes a life like mine. Oh, the day we met, Lord, I went astray. I started rolling down that lost highway. I was just a lad, nearly 22, neither good nor bad, why just a kid like you. I'm lost, lost too late to pray. I started rolling down that lost highway. Boys, don't start your rambling round. You lead a life of sin, oh, you're sorrow bound. Take my advice, oh, you curse the day you ever started rolling down that lost highway. Thank you. Yeah. See, when Hank would do a song, no matter who wrote it, and he did mostly his own stuff, of course. But even doing a Leon Payne song, it sounds like Hank wrote it, and we all associate it there with him. So sometimes great writers aren't just performers of their own songs. They're also interpreters of just great songs. They know what great songs are all about, you see. And I'm going to do a song now that Hank wasn't always, you know, down in the dumps. He was a songwriter who could write funny, kind of goofy stuff, too, and perform it. I'm going to try one of those for you right now. Like a hog rooting up on the fence, like a flop-eared mule that ain't got no sense. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you, now I'm gonna get gone. Well, we fuss and we fight like a dog and a cat. I tell you right now, I've had enough of that. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you. Now I'm gonna get gone. Get gone, get gone. Change. Maybe it's time for me to rearrange. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you. Now I'm gonna get gone. Get gone, get gone. Sick and tired of the same old bull. I tell you right now, well, my bucket's about full. I've been a fool about you for way too long. I've been a fool about you. Oh, now I'm gonna get gone, get gone, get gone, get gone. Swear that she wouldn't tell her mother. Drove to the desert, got a room with a pool outside and a truck stop right next door. They drank sweet wine with the sheets pulled down, watching color TV without the sound. Oh, brother brought Sally to a place she'd never been before. I wanna be free, Lord, I wanna be free. Well, they drove back home in the light of day. She was sitting beside him, holding his hand all the way. brother said, I will talk to your mom if you want me to. Do you think it'll do any good, Sally? Oh, she had him drop her off at the side of the house. When she walked through the door, her mama woke up on the couch and started hitting and screaming. Little sister, she just left the room. Yeah, I wanna be free, Lord. I wanna be free. As Sally and my brother, they just drove away into the heat of the night. She went back inside and she lay down on her bed with a vision of her future running round and round in her head. And she held to her pillow 'cause she thought that she would blow away. Yeah, I wanna be free, Lord. I wanna be free. I'm going to do a song I wrote with my friend Guy Clark. I played in Guy Clark's band for a while, 4 albums I got to work on with him. Really good ones, too. If you know the Guy Clark world, we started Dublin Blues and Keepers and Cold Dog Soup and The Dark was the other one. That's a really good Guy Clark period of songs. And I was really lucky to sit that close to, you know, one of my heroes. And we got together to write 2 times in the, I don't even know how many years, 20, 25 years that we knew each other. And the first one was the first time we met. Our publishers put us together. That's what publishers do sometimes, is put folks they think would work well together. And we did meet, and we did write a song, but you'll never hear it because it's terrible. A guy would never do it. I'd never do it. And a few years went on, and then we wrote another song. The other time we got together, and we came out with this. Sitting on the fender of someone else's truck, drinking Old Crow whiskey and hot 7-Up out in the parking lot.
You can hear the band playing right through the wall, and there ain't no cover charge, ain't no last call out in the parking lot. There's a couple of cowpokes putting up their dukes. Oh, there really wasn't much to it after both of them puked out in the parking lot. Then someone called the police, and the police finally came, and they wrote out a couple of tickets and wrote out a couple of names out in the parking lot. Oh, I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. I love to hear the pickup trucks come unraveled, and some have given up, some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. There's a couple who couldn't wait to get home. Oh, they're probably in love, so let's just leave them alone out in the parking lot. And the band is on the bus, they're all loaded up to leave, and the drummer's got a girlfriend tugging on his sleeve out in the parking lot. I love to see the neon dancing on the gravel. Well, I love to hear the pickup trucks come unraveled, and some have given up, and some have given in. Looks like everybody's looking for a friend out in the parking lot. Begins to settle, and it's never been so quiet out in the parking lot.
Well, thinking of Guy Clark there, and thinking of my dad, where I got my Hank Williams and my gospel music and all sorts of stuff from my dad, I'm going to do a Wayne Scott song. And so when my dad was 71, and I'd been in Nashville, and I knew how to run sessions, and I knew players and friends and this and that, and I knew that I wanted to record my dad doing his songs. So I know his catalog real well, and so I kind of narrowed it down to about 25 songs of my dad's. And so I called up my dad and said, "Dad, come in, you know, let's start recording, and we'll do it real casual. It's not going to be a big deal, you know. And we'll record your songs, and we'll have them because you've never recorded them, and we should have them while you're here. And he said, I'm too old for that. I gave up music a long time ago. My voice box is all grown together, and I can't even sing. And I kind of kept pushing him a little bit and said, well, how about if you come down and do a duet with Guy Clark? And because my dad and Guy had met, and Guy really liked my dad. He's a real authentic Kentucky hardworking guy that my dad was. And that changed my dad's tune when he could sit and record this with Guy. So this is the song that they did as a duet of my dad's record. And this was the first song on it. And by the way, once I got my dad on this, the first song, he was in for the rest. Anything I wanted to do from that point forward, he was ready for it. Well, it ain't love, it ain't money that makes this world turn around. When you hit rock bottom, boy, you may not be on the ground. Well, let me tell you something in case you're walking with a cane. It ain't love, it ain't money, it's a whiskey that eases the pain. Eve told Adam that she had apples for sale. Well, old Adam bought the first one and I bought the last one and went to hell. Well, I can tell you something in case you're walking with the cane. It ain't love, it ain't money, it's the whiskey that eases the pain. Tomorrow I'll still be living today. Hey, if you need a crutch, don't you try to walk with no cocaine. I've already told you it ain't love, it ain't money, it's a whiskey that eases the pain. Well, it ain't love, it ain't money that makes this world turn around and around and around. Hey, when you hit rock, still may have more to go. Well, I can tell you something in case you're walking and squawking and gawking and mocking and talking and walking and gawking and scoffing and talking. It ain't love, it ain't money, it's the whiskey that eases the pain. It ain't love, it ain't money, it's the whiskey that eases the pain. It ain't love, it ain't money, it's the whiskey that eases the pain.
Daryl Scott here this evening. Lovely evening here. The Unmasked Concert Series. We're here in Hickory, North Carolina. Daryl Scott is in your living room or bedroom or wherever you are. Nice to hear your dad invoked here and that little story of you getting him to finally make some music and to do it with Guy Clark. You said that he didn't want to do it, but once he recorded that song, he was sold and he was into doing it. Was it because he got to do it with Guy Clark, or was there something about the magic of like hearing him and hearing him the recording and then realizing, hey, I want to do some more?
I think it was all of the above. Definitely the guy thing was, you know, that was the right way to get my dad started. Because, I mean, Guy was just sitting right across from him. We recorded this in my living room, this song. That's actually the whole record. And just, you know, there's 3 feet away is Guy Clark, and they're just facing each other. On that session also was Verlin Thompson was there. Dirk Powell was there on accordion. I was there on pedal steel. Dennis Crouch was on bass. Kenny Malone on drums. So those in the Nashville area know that those are some major cats. So basically, it was somewhere between, yeah, it's Guy Clark, but also like, yeah, Dad, I'm gonna get the best players I can. It's going to be easy. It's at home. There's food right there. These people want to hear you play. You know, they want to be here and support you. And he just kind of got it. And he just was in, like, kind of whatever I wanted to do at that point. So we cut 25 songs. Probably over the next year or so, you know. And so I released the first album, and I've got a second album that no one's heard. And that's one of the things that during this pandemic time that I've been kind of concentrating on is the huge amount of music that I have, both my own, but they're like of my dad's as well, that I just need to finish these things. So a lot of times when you're out on the road, you know, you're just busy out there. And when you come home, last thing I'm going to do, because I got to go out in the next few days, is work on some more stuff. So they've been piling up. So I've got my dad's record. I've got a record I'm coming out with in the fall as well. A second record after the Hank. So they used to tell us, you know, to not put out more than one record maybe every year or 2 years. And I can understand that, but I'm at that point where I just kind of don't care about the old rules, because the rules seem to be changing, actually, as in case anyone hasn't noticed, on a lot of things. So I'm going to put out 2 albums this year. I've also got a single coming out in about a week, which you're going to find out about, Martin. I'll send it to you guys at NCW. But it's back when I was in the Band of Joy with Robert Plant. And so Robert would have me do a song every night. He had Buddy Miller do a song every night and Patty Griffin. And the song I chose was one I didn't write, because I just thought it was the right song for the band and the time and the slot and all that. So that's what I'm releasing in about 2 weeks, a song called A Satisfied Mind. And so I'm just kind of like spending this time of kind of like bringing out music as opposed to kind of stockpiling. I've stockpiled so much music that it might be making me ill. So, and I'm having this stuff pass through me. And so that's my dad's record is another one of those. And I'm going to finish that.
Right on. It's neat to learn about the making of albums and music and it coming out. You know, a lot of us music fans, we might just be like, yeah, it's just like a calendar. Once a year, the label releases the album. The artist maybe writes all the songs all in one fell swoop, some creative flush, or they just kind of trickle out, or you write one a day, and then when it's looking at the calendar, time to put out the album, you pick your favorite ones. I think it varies. It seems to vary with all different artists. And then you have something like this pandemic, and like you say, all the rules, they're just thrown out the window, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because y'all are just hunkered down in your little farm home there in Central Tennessee, doing more time working on the farm and stuff, but also going through your dad's old recordings and deciding what to do and putting your pen to paper. I have a feeling you are one of a number of musicians who are going to just seem so prolific with their music over the course of the next year or two. I don't know what the lag time will be with this whole thing, and who knows when this thing will end, but I have a feeling we're going to be getting a lot of good music.
Yeah, I've got 4 albums I want to release.
Wow.
And the Hank was the first one. And when I saw the 4, and this was like a year ago, I saw the 4, and I felt the Hank was the first one, because it was more roots, it was back to where I came from type of thing. And these 4 records couldn't be more different. They just could not. But that's okay. That's where I am, and that's what I want to do. And I'm kind of tired of waiting on the industry and the standards of just put one out every 2 years and go tour it. And I'm tired of that model. That model is more than broken. It's well, it's not healthy. Uh-huh. It makes people unhealthy. And the creative spirit has a different outlet than once every 2 years type of deal. So I'm going to start paying attention to that and start getting these records out in whatever ignorant way that I can put them out.
Well, someone on this stream here in the very beginning said, you know, hope you're staying healthy. Thank you for staying healthy and doing it. Of course, she was referring to the pandemic, but yeah, that goes to all the pressures of making a living in general. And, you know, we are glad you're staying healthy, Daryl, and,
you know,
and being so creative.
I'm maybe more healthy than ever in terms of, you know, in many ways. Like, I love food. I'm a cook guy. Man, do I love food. But I've started changing even the way I cook and cutting out a lot of the things that I've had decades of foods that I probably shouldn't have. And so I'm working on that. And the farm helps me to do that in terms of when you're growing your own lamb and your own, you know, pork and beef and organic vegetables and berries and all that kind of stuff. It's helping me. So I'm getting right in line toward all that.
Wow, that's great. We should mention, since we probably can't visit your farm, especially during the pandemic, you share little insights of your life and a whole lot of music through your Patreon page, right? You've got that going?
Yeah, I have a Patreon page that I started in, 3 months ago or so. And really what it is a way for me to give a lot of content out there, like things like, you know, talking about a song that I wrote. And I'll take one song and just, you know, talk about where it came from, what I remember about it as I wrote it, or how I edited it. It's got some technical parts to it. It's got a lot of sort of creative type of talk on it as well. And because I think that's what the creative thing is. There's a creative outburst, and then there's a brain editor style thing that kind of works on it. And that's the order. The first thing is the inspirational blush out, and then the next one is like, oh, how can I make this thing better? And so that's one of the topics in the Patreon. Another one is a lot of the producing that I do on my own records or others. That's another thing I did on this pandemic is I produced the newest Hayes Carl record that's either out or coming out. And we did that separately. So Hayes did his work at his home, and I did my work at my home, and we had a record there. So that's those are the kinds of things. So I'd have a subject on the Patreon page called Production Talk, where I talk about that kind of stuff and break it down. Some of it's walking around the farm with a Zoom camera and showing my dad's cabin or the animals or things like that. And it's just kind of a bunch of stuff. And kind of throwing it out to the folks who, since I can't go out and do shows, except on a night like this, you know, where we're doing this. And again, thanks to the crew here and Greg and Neighborhood Theater, Charlotte, and, you know, so here we are able to do this right into your living rooms. That's a pretty good thing.
Yeah, it's great. Many thanks again to Max Music, the Neighborhood Theater, for putting this on Codex Sound here in Hickory.
Yeah.
I'm Martin Anderson. If you joined late, I'm with WNCW, and we play Daryl Scott's music and so many others. And, man, Daryl, looking at the time, this is flying by. We have, like, less than a half hour left before I guess we got to wrap it up and they kick us out. So back to the music. We've gotten some requests for some favorites like Long Time Gone and Candle for a Cowboy. You just sat at the piano, and someone suggested what was it? Someone wanted the one I'm still thinking about, and there was a piano request. Now I've lost it, but I'll try and find it again. But what do you feel like doing? Back to Hank or what?
Well, let's see. Back to Hank. That wouldn't be so bad, would it? That wouldn't be so bad at all. Well, you know what? Let me try this thing. I've never tried this on piano. On the Hank record, I played it on a lap steel. Just because I thought that was the right thing to do. But this is a Hank Williams song called When You're Tired of Breaking Others' Hearts, Won't You Come Back Again and Break Mine. And I'm going to try it on this piano. Thank you.
Won't you come back again and break my when you're tired of roaming, darling, and your love light no longer shines when your dream world falls around you and you sit by yourself and pine. When you're tired of breaking others' hearts, won't you come back again and break mine?
I've been thinking of this song for a few years, this next song. And this is a song a guy named Joe South wrote and had a big hit on it in the maybe mid-60s or so. And Joe South, man, was a great artist to me. And this song is even more important than ever. And I've been thinking of this a lot, so I wanted to do this tonight. See if you recognize this thing.
Oh, the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, and never saying what they mean while they while away the hours in their ivory Trump Tower. Till they're covered up with flowers in the back of a black limousine. When we make one another cry, give our hearts and we say goodbye, cross our hearts and hope to die, and leave the other one to blame. But neither one will ever give in. So we gaze at an 8x10 and think about what might have been. Oh, and it's a dirty, rotten shame. La da 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 da. You and you and you and you and me and the games people play. The people will walk right up to you with their glory hallelujah, and they try to suck it to you in the name of the Lord. Gonna teach you how to meditate, cheat your horoscope and cheat. cheat your fate. Forevermore from hell, from hate. Come on, come on, come on. Get on board.
It's happening to you and me. God, grant me the serenity to just remember who I am. For we've given up our sanity for all this pride and this vanity, and we turn our backs on humanity. Just like we don't give a damn. La da 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 da. Yeah, I'm talking about you and you and you and you and me and the games people play. I'm talking about you. And the games people play now, every night and every day now, never meaning what they say now, never saying what they mean. Oh, the games people play now, every night and every day. In the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, said you will never leave Harlan alive. Well, my granddad's dead, walked down Cumberland Mountain, and he asked Tilly Hilton to be his bride. Said, won't you walk with me out of the mouth of this holler, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, the sun goes down about 3 every day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. No one ever knew there was coal in them mountains till a man from the northeast arrived. He was waving them $100 bills. He said, I'll pay you for your minerals.
he never left Harlan alive.
But Granny, she sold out cheap, and they moved out west of Pineville to a farm where Big Richland River winds. And I bet they danced their magic, and they laughed and sang a new song. Who said we'd never leave Harlan alive?
Times got hard and tobacco wasn't selling, and old granddad knew what he'd do to survive. Well, they went and dug for Harlan coal and sent the money back to Granny. Oh, but he never left Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 every day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave. Your grave in the deep dark hills of eastern Kentucky. That's the place where I trace my bloodline, and it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, said you will never leave a Harlan about gravity. Hey, hey, hey.
this habit. I think too much. When I'm in the blue, I'm out of touch. See, it's a full-time job, just being me and thinking up ways to defy gravity. She said, why you wanna learn to fly and leave me down below? I said, as soon as I figure it out, girl, you'll be the first one to know. And we could dance on the wings of a 747. We don't have to die, sugar, we don't have to die. She said, why you wanna learn to fly and leave me down below? I said, as soon as I figure it out, you'll be the first one to know. And we could dance on the wings of a 747. We don't have to die just to get up to heaven. She said, oh, what goes up? How many times have you heard someone say, why if I had his money, I'd do things my own way. But how little they know that it's so hard to find one rich man in ten with a satisfied mind. Well, once I was waiting in fortune and fame, everything I'd ever hoped for, to get a start in life's game. Then suddenly it every dime, but I'm richer by far with a satisfied mind. No money won't buy back your youth when you're old, or a friend when you're lonely, or a love that's grown cold. The wealthiest person
compared to the man with a satisfied
Daryl Scott, recorded July 17th at Codex Sound Facility in Hickory, North Carolina, for the Unmasked Concert Series, a live stream concert by the Neighborhood Theater and Max Music. I'm Martin Anderson, and I hope you can find ways to enjoy today's hardworking musicians and support them and others in today's hard-hit music industry.